This is Bol India Radio. In the program News Analysis, we now bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's condemnation of mob violence. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and T.R. Ramachandran, journalist.
The Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, has given a very strong warning to all the Gaurakshaks against indulging in lynchings that have been going on for the last 3 years. I think it's very sad that such a situation has arisen, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, speaking at the Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad, has made it very clear that this will not be tolerated and that anybody, whosoever it may be, cannot take law into their own hands. I think this was eagerly awaited, that a statement of this kind and with such force needed to come from the Prime Minister. Ashok Tandon, how do you see the situation evolving from here?
It is a welcome statement. It has come in real, very tough language, and I do hope it will send across a message to all concerned. But having said, Ram, the thing is that any given situation, whether it is the recent unfortunate incidents or otherwise, it is not always that people who are identified as Gorakshak are the one who are indulging in it. Invariably, see, it is the
lumpen elements,
yes.
You think. No, but Priyam has mentioned previously in one of his addresses where he said there are some people who are masquerading as Gorakshaks in
yes,
the day,
yes.
And they are actually lumpen elements at night.
Yes, in fact, there are confirmed reports with the government, anti-social elements who are otherwise known as bad characters or history cheaters. They take refuge under such things that they get some kind of a respectability if they pose themselves as Gorakshak, or for that matter any such hat they wear. But their main profession is to indulge in criminal activity. So very difficult to distinguish between bad characters, antisocial elements, wearing the hat of a Gorakshak, and then in the name of Goraksha, indulging in all sorts of antisocial activities.
Criminal activities.
Criminal also, because they enjoy that. Well, what you need to do is wear a cap as Gorakshak and indulge into anything. So therefore, a stern warning, it should also come from the state chief ministers, because law and order is a state subject. If some bad elements or anybody who is taking law into its own hand has to be dealt with severely. So look at what has happened in Haryana. This is such an unfortunate incident, and the crackdown has helped nabbing all the culprits. So therefore, I think all such activities must be and should be treated as law and order activities and dealt with severely by the law enforcing agencies. Why should law enforcing agencies should be trying to give any kind of a concession just because somebody claims to be a Gorakshak? No, there should not be any distinction. If it is an anti-national activity or anti-social activity, communal activity or criminal activity, I don't think there should be any distinction. I think that is exactly what the Prime Minister has sought to send the message across. And why should states be waiting for a signal or a message from the Prime Minister when law and order is a state subject? But unfortunately, what happens is when such incidents take place, they immediately talk in the media is as if Prime Minister is not doing anything. But whenever center tries to interfere in the law and order situation in a state, immediately states say, no, law and order is a state subject.
And you are intervening in the
matter. Yes, you are intervening in our territory. But I was surprised because these incidents have happened in different states across party lines, not necessarily in the BJP ruled state. Why should these states keeping quiet and just everybody has to wait for a signal from the Prime Minister? No.
I think I quite agree with you there. You don't have to really wait for a signal from the Prime Minister. But I think if you have a kind of a silence when these things are happening, it becomes incumbent and necessary for the Prime Minister to come out very strongly, as he has done this time. Let us also not forget the kind of message that he has invoked, that after all you are in the land of Mahatma Gandhi, the land of non-violence, and taking everyone along. And therefore, I think he has made it very clear that come what may, the law will take its own course in the matter. But I think there's no disputing you, Ashok, that there are elements inimical to society who are probably indulging in these kind of things, but they need to be put in their place. If the example of Haryana is taken forward to all the states, whether they are BJP ruled or parties other than the BJP in other states, I think they need to first come down very heavily on such law and order situation so that it does not go out of hand. There is an instance in Jharkhand in Giridih district where I think barely about 15 policemen were up against at least about 1,000 people who were about to attack a family on this whole issue of beef. Fortunately, these policemen came into the picture and ensured that no tragedy takes place over there.
So, Ram, the thing is, if it is a criminal activity, irrespective of the fact whether it is related to beef, cow, community, it should not be seen as something like a religious activity where the police or the law enforcing agencies may fear by taking action, because it may not have political overtones. I don't think any state government or any law enforcing agency should be coloring the criminal activity as a communal or related to Goraksha or relating to beef sale. No, if it is taking law into their own hand or indulging in any kind of unlawful activity, it should not be treated differently at different level.
There is also a demand from various sections saying that this kind of thing is happening because of confusion with the existing law pertaining to cattle and so on and so forth. Do you think that also needs to be looked into?
See, the thing is, even if there is a law or different laws, the question is, who has given anybody authority to take the law into their own hands
and play with the lives
Simple.
Of others?
Whether it is related to cow or beef or whatever it is, I don't think the law permits anyone, whosoever he or she might be, to indulge in any kind of unlawful activity. And that is, complaint is with the states, because common man doesn't know that law and order is a state subject. But why the law enforcing agencies in the state, irrespective of the party in power, should be waiting for the center to intervene every time there is an unlawful activity?
I think that is one aspect which the PM has categorically pointed out, that it is law and order machinery to immediately take action in such unlawful activities without having to look for any kind of instructions from certain quarters.
In the last 3 years, whether these incidents related to certain universities or, for that matter, relating to the caste riots or communal incidents, unfortunately, even the media tends to blame the central government or the prime minister for not intervening or making a statement. But at the same time, when there is a political agitation and center just seeks a report from the state, states immediately say, well, law and order is a state subject. We are not accountable to the center. We are competent to deal with the situation. But here, in such cases, because of trying to give it a political color, the onus is always put on the center. Why the prime minister is not intervening? Why is he not condemning such incidents? Well, nobody endorses such incidents. So I think it is right time. A very good message has been sent across to everybody, whosoever he may be, whether they are Gorakshak or otherwise. Nobody should be allowed to take law into his own hand. And that message has gone down well, and we do hope, and I particularly hope, that all the state governments, including the BJP ruled states, will deal with the situation firmly. Because after all, India is a federal country. India is a multi-regional, multicultural society where freedom of expression and speech, everybody has a right to say. So therefore, it will be a reflection on Indian democracy if such incidents are allowed to go scot-free.
I don't think anyone will disagree with you on that, Ashok. But at the end of the day, let's not forget, there has been an atmosphere building up. And I think to some extent the Prime Minister has drawn pointed attention to that the rights and liberties of everybody, irrespective of who they are, will be protected, and it is guaranteed under the Constitution. So I think in the overall context, the Prime Minister has tried to put this whole aspect in perspective, because there is talk from the opposition side and others that there is an element to turn the whole thing into a communal situation in the country, which is not really the case. Therefore, I think at the end of the day, this kind of intervention has to be made very timely and effectively, so that a clear message goes to all the states, irrespective of whether BJP ruled or by the opposition parties, that this will not be tolerated. And if the states are responsible for law and order, they need to come down heavily and ensure that this does not happen. I think you will remember the outgoing president, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee, has been issuing several statements over a period of time, specifically pointing out that this could affect the plurality as well as the secular image of the country, and therefore the government needs to send messages and take prompt action in this regard so that it doesn't degenerate into a situation which becomes difficult for the government to handle in later stages. So it is imperative to come down heavily when you have any kind of indications of things going out of hand.
There can't be two opinions about what you have said, and I think that is the stated position in Indian democracy since independence. See, what happens is when there is a change in government, a new party comes to power, and then there is politics also, an attempt is made to portray or project a particular party as if they are anti-minority. And sometimes the propaganda of the opposition also helps certain elements to take liberty with that. But I think nobody in the new dispensation has ever, in fact, encouraged such incidents. But because of the overall propaganda by the opposition, I think this message, of course, is welcome, and it should reassure the whole nation that the country is safe, its federal character is safe, its plurality is safe, and it's a very vibrant democracy. So I don't think anybody needs to fear about it, but law must take its own course against any antisocial element indulging in any kind of unlawful activity, whether the activity is related to any particular field like beef, cow, communal activity. It should be treated like any other unlawful activity.
I think that is where sometimes the emotion lies when it comes to protection of the cow. And at the end of the day, I think even those who really feel very strongly about it need to really be told and to be explained properly that there is no need to be very emotional about this, because this is indeed something that we all cherish, protection of the cow. But at the same time, we should not allow our emotions to get the better of us.
Of course, even in the Prime Minister's statement, he has quoted Gandhi and Vinoba Bhave. The kind of co-service these people had done, that is the way all the co-protectors should work. He said that he has seen Vinoba Bhave in the service of the cow. So that means there is always a peaceful way of protest. If there is always peaceful way of solving the problem, so violence is no solution. Indulging in criminal activity whatsoever, not allowed in this country. And that message apparently has gone clear, and I am glad that the media has also highlighted it. And we should hope that such unfortunate incidents will not recur in future.
I think that's very important, and the Prime Minister's message coming as it does from the Sabarmati Ashram, where Mahatma Gandhi spent most of his time on the banks of the river.
Ram, one thing I would like to say. Whenever there is such message, unfortunately, such messages are not welcomed by the opposition. When the Prime Minister is not sending out a message for some time, then there is criticism that he is not intervening. But when he does, I think there should be at least appreciation. But I have not seen any opposition party coming out and saying that this is what exactly the nation wants, and we appreciate it and we welcome this statement.
But I think this time around, all said and done, the statement is to the point. It hit the nail on the head, and the Prime Minister has invoked certain leaders who carry a lot of weight and message with the people at large. And I think finally the message that is really intended to be sent home is that every state, even law and order being a state subject, must intervene in matters where the law is broken, and the law should take its own course in respect of anybody creating disturbances or taking the extreme step of lynching somebody who is not at fault. Let's hope that the Prime Minister's message will be carried forward and the states will take note of it and gear up their machineries so that such instances do not recur in the future. Thank you very much, Mr. Ashok.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's condemnation of mob violence. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and T.R. Ramachandran, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.